feel all right now.
Hey, I feel all right now.
Do you feel like I do right now?
Do you feel like I do right now?
Motivated.
Motivated.
Sky high.
Sky high.
Rock steady.
Rock steady.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can do it.
I can do it.
You can do it.
You can do it.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to the Airsoft Milsim Tactical Training Podcast, anytime, anywhere.
All right, folks, welcome back to another installment of the Airsoft Milsim Tactical Training Podcast. As always, I am Lex. I don't think that's ever going to change. At least I hope it's not going to change. All right, so holiday season's upon us. Thanksgiving last month. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving with family and friends. We have Christmas this month. I apologize, things are a little slow with the podcast and the Tactical Tip Tuesday videos. I just, during this time frame, I like to spend as much time as I can with my family. So this topic for this is probably going to be the only podcast I put out for this month, just due to the fact of Christmas holidays coming up and leave and everything else. So this topic's one that I've always thought about talking about, but I wasn't quite sure how to approach the subject matter, because one of the things that, and if you've listened to This Week in Airsoft, the episode I did with James, if you haven't listened to This Week in Airsoft, you really do need to jump on that great podcast. We were talking about translating tactical knowledge into a understandable medium. And there's a lot of stuff that I really want to talk about, but the only way you can really do it is through video. And I don't know if I'm ready to jump that edge yet. The podcast has always been the podcast. But not getting off into the weeds or anything, this topic is smoke. I've been thinking about this for quite a while, and something I've seen growing with inside the Milsim community specifically is the use of smoke in games and in scenarios and operations. And I think it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good stuff that I like about this aspect of the utilization of smoke. But one of the things that I notice is that it's often not quite used correctly. I mean, it's one of those, oh, we're going to throw smoke, but we're not really taking into certain factors. So that's what we're going to talk about this podcast. Smoke is a very viable, usable tool for a variety of reasons. I've seen one video out of a plethora that where smoke was actually used in one of its most key components, and that's to mark targets or mark friendlies. And I think it was Callsign Hollywood at Broken Home 3, his video. One of the better ones I've seen. He was on a front line, and they had air support from the helo, and they needed to mark friendly lines. So he popped yellow smoke, called up and said, hey, friendly lines are yellow smoke. And that's one of the most fundamental basics of utilizing smoke, is marking friendly targets or enemy targets for aerial gunnery. Now, of course, not all airsoft and Milsim games have that capability to do it, but one of the things that I've seen and I've done is even using that smoke to mark targets for like on-call artillery, things of that nature is with inside the game. So you would call up and say, you know, you, this is me, adjust fire, immediate suppression. They'd call back, mark your target location, and you'd pop, you know, smoke, and they'd identify the smoke. It's a quick and easy way to identify enemy targets or friendly targets. You know, you identify a location because smoke can usually be seen from a pretty good distance. But it also, it adds a layer to the gameplay. Because if you're out there and you're a recon element and you're requested to mark an enemy target, and all of a sudden you pop that smoke grenade, you now have to start your evasions patterns. You need to get out of that area because you've just lit up the whole area with that smoke. So it adds a lot of fun to it. So one way of using smoke is marking things. Buildings, enemy locations, friendly locations, you know, caches, whatever it's going to be that you need to mark. And you don't see it as often as I would hope to see it, but it still happens on occasion. And I think a lot of it's just due to game mechanics at the current level that we have. But there's that, I think it'll develop and grow as experience goes along. Now, the next thing that smoke is also always commonly seen as is a screen, is a, you know, it's a as concealment. You know, you'll get into a situation where you got to move from between buildings, so somebody pulls out a smoke grenade and goes, "Hey, I got smoke," and they toss it. Smoke pops, starts fizzing out a little bit, and people take off running. Now, this is where I'm kind of on the fence about, especially the smoke that we have currently for Milsim. It's good smoke. I mean, everything that I've seen and used is good smoke, but you literally, for an effective screen, it's not like a military grade, you know, military grade smoke grenade. Military grade smoke grenades, you throw those out and they put out, you know, so many cubic feet of smoke in a period of, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. And that smoke can literally provide concealment for a squad trying to move across, you know, a lane or on an objective. You throw two or three and you've got quite a bit of smoke. The Milsim smoke grenades that we have don't quite put out that amount of volume, especially the smaller ones that's carried. They still put out a good about amount of smoke, just not on the volume of a standard military smoke grenade, or for the length of time. So, how do you utilize that smoke to provide that smoke screen that you're looking for if you're moving on an objective and have no cover? And that's the key point here, is what you're doing with the smoke grenade. So, you're moving on an objective, and you have literally no cover or concealment between you and the objective. And you don't have the option of, you know, moving to an area where it has it. What do? You can throw smoke. You know, throw three or four smoke grenades in front of you, spaced out, utilizing the wind to provide the best amount of cover. And see, that's the key factor right there, is what I saw talked about, utilizing the wind. A lot of times I see people throw smoke grenades and they just wing it. And you know, and it's like it lands and it starts, and the smoke, because of the wind or whatever, goes completely the opposite direction that they need it to. But oh, but it looks cool. You know, there's smoke out there, but it's not doing what it's intended to do. So a couple key factors when you're deploying the smoke to use it as a screen or concealment or whatever you're trying to do with it. One, read the wind. Know what direction the wind's blowing from. Know how fast it's blowing. I mean, it just take a minute to, you know, look at trees swaying, look at the grass moving before you throw that smoke grenade. Because what that's going to allow you to do is to make sure you adjust your throw so that the smoke blows across the area that you want it to cover rather than away from it. Now, then, don't throw it like it's a baseball. I don't know how many times I've seen people standing out there out on a field and they need to throw smoke to cover their advancement to a certain point, but they wing these smoke grenades and the smoke grenades go at least 2 to 3 feet beyond where they need to be. So they don't provide any concealment to the point where they're going. So judge your distance when you're throwing your smoke grenade. Make sure you're not overthrowing your where you're wanting to cover with the smoke. Make sure you're not underthrowing, because it's nothing worse than throwing that smoke grenade, charging through it, and then realizing that it fell like 2, 3 feet away from the objective. So you still have at least, you know, a couple dozen feet that you have to charge through open terrain to get to whatever you're trying to get to. So all those key factors right there, you take those into account when you're using smoke grenades. Now, another thing about using smoke grenades for cover and concealment, and not so much cover because it doesn't really stop BBs. And that's a key point about this. For some reason, a lot of times I see people throw smoke grenades and they think it's like the all-empowering invisible shield wall. They'll literally get up into that smoke and just walk through it like nothing's going to hit them. Now, see, I'm notorious for, you throw a smoke grenade, I'm putting a saw on it. Because 90% of the time, somebody's going to be coming behind that smoke. So I'm just going to saturate the area with small arms fire or with squad automatic weapons fire. You know, put BBs down on that smoke. And that leads to the next point. Who's ever heard the adage of one is none, two is one, three is better? And I think that's kind of how it goes. I'm not quite sure. It's been a while since I've heard it, but it's kind of the principle and the concept here of what you're looking for. a lot of times when people throw smoke, you've got one smoke here, and then there'll be a trickle effect, and everybody else goes, "Oh, I got smoke," so they'll throw their smoke. But what happens is that smoke all lands generally in the same location. Great if you're trying to saturate an area and provide a lot of cover and concealment. But it doesn't do a lot of good in the long run, and especially if you've got somebody on the other end who sees that smoke and goes, "Oh, they're going to charge through it. Where's my saws?" So what you want to do is you want to lay down multiple smoke grenades at the same time in a broad spectrum area. You know, you don't want to just throw the smoke at the objective that you're going to, but you want to throw the smoke in a couple of different spots to permeate the area so that at least they have to guess if you're behind it. You know, that's the whole point of it. It's a subterfuge kind of deal with smoke as well. Because far too often, airsofters, milsimmers specifically, get target asphyxiation. Basically, they go, "That's my objective, that's where I'm going," and so all their efforts are put on going directly to that point. So with smoke, what you can do is help to break that up, is you can toss, you know, one or two smoke grenades towards the objective, one or two smoke grenades to the left of the objective, one or two smoke grenades to the right of the objective. Now, rather than me being the defender, or, you know, the other end of the person on the other end of the line, having one set of smoke to focus on, I now have to contend with three separate sections that potentially may have individuals behind all three of them, or they may be one behind them, or, you know, you see what I'm saying here? It breaks it up and it provides you actually a level of concealment larger than just that singular movement towards the objective. So when you're deploying smoke, don't just deploy one smoke grenade. If you've got three or four of the things, you bought them for a reason, use them. And maybe it's just on the one objective. Okay, at least you used them. Saturate that objective. Three to four smoke grenades, three to four different locations, as much as possible. Do it, get it to it, and have it done with it. Now, once you've got that smoke all out there, then you can move on your objective. Now, there's a couple of things you don't want to do with smoke, and this is stuff, it's more safety related than anything. It sure makes a lot of sense to do things with it, but when it comes down to it, there's milsim, sense, and safety. You have those three aspects. And we want the immersion, and I understand the immersion. I want the immersion, but there has to be common sense and safety applied to that immersion. So with like smoke, it's very key factor on the common sense and the safety aspect. One is don't deploy smoke grenades inside of buildings. It's just going to cause more confusion, more chaos, and potential of injury, and in some cases, people will think the building's on fire. I have seen it multiple times happen on the airsoft field and in the real training world, where smoke grenades have been deployed inside of buildings, and in one case, we actually had one smoke grenade actually cause the catch the building on fire. So we couldn't tell if it was a smoke grenade or if it was an actual fire. It's just bad juju all around. Don't deploy them inside of buildings. A lot of times you have individuals that, you know, there's all types of people that play airsoft and milsim, and you deploy a smoke grenade inside that building, you don't know if they have asthma, you don't know if they're claustrophobic, you don't know any of those aspects of these individuals. So it's just good common sense and safety not to deploy them inside the buildings. You know, you can get them right up against the side of the building or whatnot, but don't deploy smoke grenades inside of buildings. The other aspect is throwing smoke grenades at vehicles. I don't understand what the concept is with this, why people do this, because it really doesn't do you any good to begin with. And in a lot of cases, I've seen them thrown at vehicles, they've landed in front of the vehicles, the vehicle still has to continue forward because it can't necessarily go back. Vehicles are so restricted on their rule says that as it is, and then you go and throw a smoke grenade at them, so now you're blinding the driver. And any smart driver is not going to sit there and let you just pound his vehicle or become a target. So they have to push through. And this is a two-part deal. Don't throw the smoke grenade at the vehicle, and then don't run in front of it. I don't understand why people do this. I don't know if it's just the adrenaline's running, the situation's going on, whatever the case is. Just keep smoke away from vehicles. You know, or if you're going to use smoke against a vehicle, throw it to its sides. Don't throw it directly in front of it. And a lot of times, like I said, throwing smoke grenades, it's it the you toss it and it's like, oh, you know, overthrew it. Okay, no big deal. Just don't run around the vehicle. Stick within that rule of being at least 15 feet away from the vehicle when you do deploy the smoke. It's safety and it's common sense. And that's one of the key things about utilizing smoke is that safety and the common sense. You've got immersion, you've got common sense, and you've got safety. Those three aspects should always be applied every time you're out on the field. Now, I understand target asphyxiation. I understand getting into the groove of things because I do it a lot. You know, and I have to keep myself moving in the aspect of targets and mentality so I don't get target asphyxiation. But when it comes to smoke, that can help. That's the other bonus of having smoke. It can help break up target asphyxiation. So if you're a commander of a side and you have squads that are pushing on objectives, and for some reason this one particular squad is set on getting into a building and just sitting there, deploy smoke. It's almost using smoke against them, but toss that smoke in front of their objective. If you're not being physically threatened at that point in time by somebody pushing on that building and you need that squad to go elsewhere and they're not really doing it, pop smoke. Basically blind them. Because what that's going to do is it's going to break their target asphyxiation and then go, look, there's smoke. Okay, it's covered. I need you to go here. And they're going to get a little bored. And it, yeah, it's a little devious. It's almost dirty on the aspect of what you're talking about here. But it's a tactical tool you can use to keep your troops moving. Keep them from becoming target asphyxiated or bunkering down inside of buildings. And that's one of the hardest aspects you have a lot of times on the field is that squads will hit, get to a point, they'll bunker down, they don't want to go any further. Utilize some smoke. Toss it in front of them, you know, let it cover that area. They want to fight, they want to find more targets, so they're going to move to another location, typically. So there's a couple different ways that smoke can be utilized. You can, and it can enhance a gameplay, it can detract from gameplay as well. One of the coolest things I've seen done with smoke was objectives. Taking certain colored smoke grenades and applying them to objectives so that when you go to and you have to blow something up, that smoke has to be deployed on that objective so that it, you know, when you see it, that it's blown up, you know it. So like, say you have a bridge. One of the cool things we had was, and we never got to finish this mission, but Broken Home 3, they had there's Pegasus Bridge there at D-Day, Oklahoma, D-Day Adventure Park. And our objective was to get in and blow that bridge up. And they gave us a satchel of 4 smoke grenades. They were red smoke grenades. Ooh, that brings up a good point we'll talk about here in a minute. But these smoke grenades had to be placed at each corner of the bridge and then deployed. And once they were, all 4 were deployed, that bridge was destroyed. And that's a cool way to do an objective. Cool way to identify that objectives are destroyed is by deploying those smoke grenades. It gives a good signal to everybody. But the key thing is to make sure both sides understand when they see a specific color smoke, that's what it means. And that brings me to the next point. Smoke comes in a variety of colors. And see, on the military, a lot of times objective-based maneuvers or certain key elements will happen that are based upon smoke, specifically the color of smoke used. So like you're maneuvering on an objective and you're to that final advancement line and you're to break into your support element and your fire by support element and your flanking elements, your squad leader decides to pop yellow smoke. He pops yellow smoke, he throws it out into, you know, to the side. It provides cover and concealment for that flanking maneuver, but it also signifies they need to be moving so that they can get online to flank the objective. Another key aspect, you know, another color that is commonly used in the military that is not used for anything else but this is red. Red means real world danger, you know, emergency. It's always everywhere I've ever worked, every unit I've ever used it with, it's always been you don't use red smoke for anything other than a real world emergency, you know, bringing in an air medevac or an ambulance or something's happened on the range or a ceasefire or whatever. Red star clusters, red smoke, that's what it's always been. So that, and that's something that I'd like to see get out to in the airsoft community is smoke certain colors being utilized as such. You know, it makes perfect sense that if you're an OC or an admin and you're out on a range or you're out on a game and a lot of times you're out way away from everybody. Radios don't necessarily work all that well. You know, cell phones can be hit and miss. Carry a red smoke grenade. And you come across an emergency, and it's a ceasefire emergency. You know, it's a real world. You need to stop everybody shooting. Pop that red smoke. As soon as players see that red smoke, they'll immediately understand that it's a ceasefire, you know, blind man, whatever the case it is. Because it's a visual indicator right there on the spot. Quick, easy, and effective. In your game briefing, if you're a game host or an admin or whatever, denote specific colors of smoke for specific things. If you want to have destroyable objectives and it has to be done utilizing smoke as the satchel charge, put out a specific color. Now, I'd highly suggest avoiding red, and I'd highly suggest avoiding purple, because a lot of times purple can be seen as red from a distance, depending on the type of smoke grenade you've bought. So I would go with like a yellow or an orange for destroyed objectives. White, you don't want to use white because white is typically the standard color that everybody buys to use for a screening maneuvers or their cover and concealment or whatever the case is. So that's just a couple of things to factor in as a, you know, game host or a player when you go to look at smoke. Now, if you're going to be a game host, you need to put the information out well enough in advance so people can purchase the proper smoke grenades. And then you have to have your rules to balance out, you know, if you're going to blow up an objective, if you give me the capability of blowing up a building with smoke, then you also have to have a way of marking that building to denote that it's blown up. And that could be as simple as putting a piece of off-limits tape across the door. Simple and easy to do. You know, a couple pieces of off-limits tape across the door after you've blown smoke on it. Admin sees the smoke on the building. They come up, put a piece of, a couple pieces of off-limits tape across the entrances. That building's gone. No longer in play. Can't use it. And it's all done by using smoke. Simple, easy, effective way to do it. And it adds a lot to the gameplay. So smoke can add so much to your gameplay when utilized, you know, in my mind, utilized properly. It's not that we haven't been utilizing it properly per se, it's just been not utilized as effectively as possible. So remember, one is none, two is one, three is better. Saturate the area. If you're going to use smoke, then saturate the area. Fill the area full of smoke. You know, if it's going to be, if you're going to have a squad moving on an objective, you should have at least one smoke grenade per individual on that squad. Now, and that's the hard part about it, because it can get a little pricey for these smoke grenades, but if you're going to get them, then use them. You know, I've never walked off a field where I had smoke grenades and still had smoke grenades by the end of the day. Whether I was giving them to other squads to use, or I was utilizing them myself as a side commander, or whatever the case is, if I've got them, I'm going to use them. That's what they're there for. They add a little bit of immersion to it, and they add a lot of fun. But you also have to be safe. And that's a key component. A lot of the smoke grenades that I've seen on the market nowadays are the safe-burning smoke. And I've tested them. Two of the top brands I've actually went and purchased, I actually use one of them at my work for training, and we've tested them. We've taken them out, we've lit them off, we've held them in our hands, threw them into piles of straw just to see how safe they are, you know, non-conductive to flame and things of that nature. And it's not that we don't believe the companies that are selling these things, it's just we have to have a higher level of safety a lot of times in our training concerns because of other situations. So in Airsoft, take the time to know the product, know how it works, and know what you can do with it. And don't be that individual that sees a weeds knee-high field and go, oh, well, I'm not really sure my smoke grenade's, non-flame conducting, but, throw it in the field anyways. And then you're out there spending the next 3 hours stomping out flames that you created. Be smart about it. If you can toss the smoke grenade in a way that it's going to land in a dry patch, or it's going to land on the side of a road or dirt or whatever the case is, do it. Make sure you're not throwing them into piles of leaves, because even those ones that are, they're chemically induced smoke or whatever the case is, they still produce heat, and heat can cause flames and fire. So you want to be safe and smart about it. And it, you know, you don't want to, and also, even though most smoke grenades are pretty safe to hold in your hand, don't be the guy to stand there, light the thing off, and then hold it in your hand, and then wonder why your hand's getting hot. Good usage of smoke, remember the formula. Milsim plus common sense plus safety. You apply those three, Milsim tactics plus common sense plus safety, you apply those three aspects to it, you'll have a good time with smoke, and it'll be a lot of fun, and it'll add a lot of immersion, and it'll be safe. So, I'm going to take the last 5 minutes here to talk about upcoming information. As you may or may not have noticed, the patches did get created. Big shout out to Smokey, he helped with that quite a bit. We're going to get them up on the store. They will be available for purchase here shortly. We're looking probably at $10 a patch. Half the proceeds will go towards remaking more patches and paying for the first group of patches. And then we're going to take whatever's left and donate it to an anti-bullying fund. If you know of a group that does anti-bullying or an organization, drop me a line on Facebook with their information so I can look into it. That's the whole purpose of this. It's to broadcast, you know, BBs not bullies. That's the message we're putting across. And so far it's been received really well, and I want to thank everybody for that. Christmas holidays coming up, as always, so Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whichever you believe, whatever you believe, happy, whatever it is. I always get confused around this time of year because there's just so much stuff floating around, so just Happy Holidays. We'll call it that and call it good. If you get Airsoft for Christmas, enjoy it, but be smart, be safe about it. Remember, gun bags are great Christmas gifts. Don't have one? Put one on your list. You know, get that gun bag. Get it out there. If you get an Airsoft weapon or an Airsoft rifle or a pistol and it comes with that orange tip, yeah, maybe consider leaving it on this go-around rather than taking it off. There's nothing wrong with having orange on that tip. It could be a lot worse. Be safe. Enjoy your holidays. Spend your time with your friends and your family. If you get to go out and sling some BBs, go out there and sling some BBs. Be safe. Be honorable. And I will see you on the field come next year. Happy holidays, everybody.
Remember the four rules of gun safety. Always treat your gun as if it were loaded. Keep your fingers straight and off the trigger until you intend to fire. Do not point your airsoft gun at anything you do not intend to shoot. Know your target and what's behind it. Always wear full seal-up protection, rated to ANSI Z81.7 standards. Keep your airsoft guns in a case or bag until you are on the field. Only conduct your airsoft activities on approved fields, or on private land with owner's written consent, or public lands with consent of local law enforcement. The Airsoft Milsim Tactical Training Podcast is not liable for any criminal action, injury, harm or damage caused by any person or persons utilizing the information presented. Be safe, be honorable and have fun. Questions or comments, find us on Facebook under Airsoft Milsim Tactical Training Podcast.